Good day, everybody. Connor McIver with the Paris911.com team. RE/MAX of Santa Clarita. A little bit of real estate action for you. With us as agents, there is, of course, the old competition scenario where one agent could possibly do almost anything to try to capture a client in this difficult real estate market. The way that Paris and I operate, if somebody were to come to us, and we of course always ask, are you working with an agent? And if they say yes, we are, or answer the affirmative, that's when any kind of solicitation by ourselves or any of our team members would stop, because after that point the road can only get darker, because the next question would be, if in fact it is answered in the affirmative, is, well, how are they doing? Do you like them? You know, what are you looking for? Oh my gosh, I actually have a pocket listing, or I have a listing that's coming up, or I know of somebody in that exact housing tract or that exact community that's looking to sell their home, and if I were to have you come in and write up a contract for that, because I know how bad you want it, then actually I will be able to get the property for you. So there's really not a lot of good places that conversation can go if that person is... that agent continues down the solicitation path. Something recently happened to us where another agent solicited a client of ours. The first question was, do you have a buyer broker agreement with your agent? And their justification into asking that, before I tell you these wonderful things that I have for you, I need to find out if I'm stepping on anybody's toes. What the person that they were telling this to, the civilian type non-realtor person they were telling this to, didn't realize is they were being drawn in. They were basically on the hook at that point, and the realtor fisherman was pulling them in a little bit closer and closer to the boat, getting the net ready to capture them. Again, we do educate our clients in that way, but that's pretty sneaky and actually quite clever. So anyway, they say, I don't know. I get notified or asked that very question by our client. I say, no, we don't agree with buyer-broker agreements, and we operate on the field of loyalty. And that's how we do it, because we do our best work, not under pressure, and we know our clients perform best, not being pressured, not being held to a buyer-broker agreement that has, you know, 1 year of them purchasing anything owing us a commission. So it's kind of an understood rule without putting it on paper. But I said, no, you do not. So he said, I don't know that much more about it. But anyway, the exact scenario I explained at the beginning of this boo had to do with them saying that they had a particular home in this particular area that's not on the market. It's a terrible divorce situation. They don't want it put on the MLS, but they do have it under contract. And again, there's another rule being broken, where you have to have a listing on the market 48 hours prior to, after you actually have a contract. So there's another rule. Anyway, there's a lot going on with this one. I will do my best to keep everybody posted. Thanks for listening. A little bit over my usual time. Connor McIver, 818-282-5772. Be wary of your friends. Don't follow them down the path. Be safe.